you said the snow bread. Now, what did that look like?
I don't know.
You don't remember?
No.
Oh.
Well, asking Teddy, I believe that after she come here. My grandpa wanted some of it made, and they tried to make it, but don't think they had any success.
I see.
I just don't know. But now I can tell you another thing that was awful good.
Okay.
They used to kill hogs, you know. And there was one old lady lived over here, and she'd always come and she'd take certain parts of them hog guts, we called them, animals now, hog guts. She'd take certain ones of them, scald them, clean them out, and turn them wrong side out. And that old thing's here yet somewhere or other, and this thing had a plunger in there, you know, sort of like the old grease guns. And it had a spout on it, and fit them guts right over that spout, and they'd stuff them full, and they'd be about the size of big winnies. And then that kitchen part wasn't sealed. And then the stairs went up there where the stove had been. They'd take them up there and hang them up around that fireplace and cure them. Well, that's the best stuff ever I eat. I'd give anything to have some of them yet. Oh, they was something good.
Like
that one old woman was the only person around here that I ever known could do that.
It was like a sausage?
It hit a sausage putting them guts, you know. We call them guts, they call them animals. Us mountain people know them as guts, you know.
Did anybody ever just eat the guts itself?
No, they'd throw the guts and the lights. The lights was in the lungs, I reckon. Them people would throw them away, give them the dogs. A lot of people wouldn't eat the heads and the feet, but I always liked the head better. I buy a head from somebody every fall. Got one this year. Give $5 for hog's head. I like the part of the hog's head better than the part of man.
Did anybody ever eat the stomach of either the cow or a hog or a
No, you see, I don't know whether you know anything about killing hogs or not, but the gut, the punch, is all full of corn, you know, whatever you fed your hog, or you feed them the corn. They just took that out. Those corn food it out and let the chicken or something eat it. They never did say that stuff.
Would you call it a punch also in a cow?
Yeah, it's a punch.
Mm-hmm. Or in a sheep?
You know, I reckon all animals, that would be the punch.
The people in North Georgia eat that. They call it punch. You take
in these packing houses, they fix that up, place to call them guts. Integrals or something, and they say the niggers just goes crazy about them.
They call them chitlins.
Chitlins.
Yeah.
I've heard that. I never did see none of them. I guess it'd be good. It'd just be as clean as the rest of them.
Sure.
If they're washed and clean, good. But I don't know why niggers like them better than white people. I guess white people like them to get used to eating them. I never did eat any of them.
I just wondered how widespread the, that was.
Just throw them away and let the dogs eat them.
Now the other kind of meat, the what do you call the meat when the hog's been dressed, you take the meat between the shoulders and the hand. That's
the middling.
Okay. Now that whole thing is the middling.
Between the shoulder.
Yeah.
And the ham.
Yeah.
The hind part's the ham.
Right, but that part
is the shoulder.
And the part between is the middling.
The middling.
Okay. Now how does the middling differ from bacon?
That's just bacon.
It's the same
thing.
Just
bacon.
I see. A piece of bacon like that, might you call it anything else?
No, just a side of bacon. People would hang them up and let them go out. After they salted them, then first salt them down. And after they got took the salt and let them out in the spring, they'd take them out and wash them. Have places to hang them, have houses to hang them in, hang them up by then, and when they wanted a piece, they just went and sliced right. Or when they wanted to sell one. The way people doing that, most of the people used all the trimmings. Some we used to make the whole shoulder in sausage.